Again, we're speaking with State Senator Tom Hawk here from the 22nd District, representing the Manhattan area. You mentioned COVID there, and I'm curious if we're going to see any more regulations or anything come down from the legislature. I imagine not with the makeup of the legislature, but you know, we're seeing the Omicron variant here in Kansas. I know the CDC's made some changes to its isolation policy just this week. What legislatively can be done even more to slow the spread, if anything?
I think we've had some pretty good debates about that between the governor's executive authority and legislative authority and some of the court actions. We even had the special session in terms of the vaccinations issue and so on. I don't really see us doing any more. I still worry about the misinformation that's out there. I think COVID is still more dangerous for especially people who have not gotten vaccinated. And I personally have done my vaccinations and my booster, would encourage other people to do that. You know, there's two sides to every coin. I'm a strong supporter of our individual freedoms and liberties, but we also live in a collective society where we affect one another. I was raised in an environment that said for every right and freedom we have, we also have a responsibility. And I want to see us take care of one another. And I think the more we get vaccinations and try to push this virus so it doesn't affect our economy and our way of life. And I'm just not convinced that we'll do that if we don't get our vaccination rates up. And I'd like to continue to encourage people, educate people, and I don't want to see anybody die because they weren't vaccinated. So, but I think those are all coming down to personal moral and responsibility and less about what the legislature ought to do with that. And, you know, some of the encouragements, I still think if a business wants to do this, we shouldn't interfere with a business if they want to protect their employees and their customers. And that's been an interesting debate where usually the state chamber of commerce is siding with my conservative Republican colleagues that are my friends. And they were at odds over that in the special session. So, having gone through that in special session, I don't think we'll probably bring that fight back up again. So I think you're right, Brandon.
You know, I completely forgot we had that special session. This year's been such a blur, but,
oh gosh. Yeah, me too.
That's interesting. You brought that up. I completely forgot. There was also, there's always ongoing debate here, of course, living in a college town, for higher education funding. And I know that the state has has kind of waned from the state here over the last decade or so. With the extra money, the extra revenues that are in and projected to come in here next year, can more be done legislatively to increase state funding for K-State, KU, and all the other higher education institutions?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. That was actually first on my list, and especially being here in Manhattan with K-State, and actually Manhattan Christian College and Manhattan Area Technical College. Those are all important educational institutions that certainly enrich people's lives, help our workforce, help Kansas, and certainly are a key part of our community. I'm going to be pushing for that, and you may have noticed there's a new lobbying group that the construction people have put together trying to push for deferred maintenance. We have, I was on a future of higher ed committee during COVID, and one of the things that we talked about and asked was to have a study of exactly what is our deferred maintenance. It's been growing. We had crumbling classrooms when I first was elected to the legislature, and we just really haven't adequately funded the physical plant structure with our aging facilities. And we have a lot of square footage that we need to deal with and get it up to the right kinds of standards. So there's a plan that sort of splits that between the institutions paying a third of it, the legislature a third of it, and a bonding piece of it. I think that is certainly maybe not the ultimate plan, but it needs to be an agenda item that we look at seriously. And the other issue is just the operational piece of it. After the recession in 2008, we have just finally almost worked up to what that level of funding was. So we've been behind for over a decade plus in terms of where we ought to be funding it. We have a federal push in terms of the COVID money, the ARPA money, and that's maintenance of effort. We kept our effort up in K-12, but not in higher ed. So we've asked for a waiver, and we haven't heard from the feds whether or not they have accepted our waiver. If they don't, unless we want to lose over $1 billion of money that we put in to K-12, we're going to have to fund that. So I think it looks more optimistic for higher ed and specifically for K-State and our Regents this coming year. But again, a lot of people say, well, enrollment's down, and have we changed where we're doing more online, or are there some ways that we could deliver a less expensive higher ed? And then the feds have a plan to try and help with some of the college debt that students get. So there's a lot of balls in the air, but I think it's a critical issue for our community and for our state.
All right, very good. Well, I think I've exhausted most of my questions. Is there anything else maybe we haven't covered you want to make sure to let people know?
Well, there is another tax thing the governor has proposed, which I am supporting now. And again, I hope we gave tax breaks to corporations last year. But this is to give a tax refund of $250 for individuals and $500 for family. And I think that's a good idea. And that sort of eats up that in the sales tax, almost $1 billion of that $3.7 billion ending balance. And I suspect there'll be other things. The other area I was on, the modernization of mental health, we still have not adequately funded community mental health. And I think we're seeing some innovative ideas. Our crisis stabilization center that Pawnee has having the therapists ride along with our police in certain times to really help keep people out of jail and get them the treatment that they need. So we've got several recommendations, I think, in terms of specialty courts, veteran courts, doing some things, some drug courts that might keep people out of jail and get them the help they need. And the other is suicide is a big issue. We're going to go to a 988 number, and I think you've talked about that on your show in July. And that's going to take a little extra money to make sure that we have the backup to that, so when people call that number, they can get the support locally that they need for that. So that's a big piece of it. The other thing that I'm particularly interested in is, and I think I went to Bob Dole's funeral, we have a civility caucus. You've had Tim Schaefer on your show a lot. And we have a good Republican-Democrat balance with a group of about 40 or 50 of us that meet about every month to just talk about how we can better work together and not get so polarized. And I think that's an important thing for us to continue that. And I hope I suggest we have a program about Bob Dole's legacy, and we have our leadership, the Speaker and the President of the Senate, kind of do a panel as we look at some of the things that Bob Dole accomplished, because he always worked in a compromising way. Not a compromise. He worked for compromise. And so those are some things that I'm particularly interested in pursuing as the session starts.
All right. Well, going to be interesting to watch it here, and we'll see what takes place beginning on January 10th with the legislative session. Senator Hawk, always appreciate getting to catch up with you and learn a little bit more, and I'm sure we'll talk more here down the road.
Well, I always learn a lot from you too, Brandon, so thank you for your show, and keep giving Dave a hard time there, and I'm glad that I was able to get some pointers from Director Butler. We'll sure hate to lose him with his retirement. I think he's done an outstanding job for our community, and we'll look forward to who keeps up the great work that he started.
All right. Well, thanks for the time here this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. See you later.